Good evening and welcome to another edition of Ghar Meditation. Today we are doing something different and in line with the thought processes that are floating around. We have seen of late there's so much of clutter, confusion, negativity, so much of fear, information floating around in terms of invest here, invest there, take money out from here, invest in gold, invest in silver. There's so much of information floating around which is creating chaos in the mind. And we are finding that people are really are not able to decide what they have to do, and which is why we are taking up this meditation today. And this meditation primarily is about, this is about a practice that we are going to do to balance our energies, our energies in terms of those energies which support us, that are beneficial to us, and those energies which are floating all around trying to destabilize us. It is important for us to stay balanced no matter what our what the surrounding energy is going to be like. We are going to see a lot more flux, a lot more of this energy that is going to, that is floating all around. We're going to see more of that coming in the coming times, especially during the second half of 2026 and 2027. You will see more and more of this clutter and confusion floating around, and you won't know what to decide and what not to, because there is no one who can give you that clarity. Every one of us is going through this kind of information overload every day. So no one here is an expert of what is the right decision to take. So the best thing to do is to connect within and to go with the flow and to balance your energies, your positive and negative thoughts, so that you do not sway either ways. You should not be so positive that you're not cautious, and you should not be so negative that you're indecisive. You have to be in a balance. And for this, we have a special Kriya practice that is happening today. So welcome to Ghar Meditation. And I'm going to take you through the Maypole first, because that is mandatory. That is the first practice that will lead us to this Kriya that we are going to do. This Kriya is called Tula Kapotha Kriya. So I will explain to you as we go to that practice. Let us begin now. For those of you who are new, I'm going to give you an instruction. It's a very basic discipline. The first thing is how to sit. If you are sitting on a couch or a chair, make sure that you move to the edge of the chair or the couch so that your knees are a little lower than your hips. This is required for your back to be straight. If you are sitting on the ground, make sure that you sit on a stack of pillows or blankets so that your hips are slightly raised, so your back is straight. Do not use a back support. That will cause your mind to become active. You lose focus and attention very quickly. All right, so let us begin. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of this circle is as big as, or as wide as, your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In your inner scene, visualize, think, visual, or feel a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. You can replace this sphere with any name and form of God or Guru whom you adore or worship. Now, in your inner scene, see yourself walking up to this pole and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any clutter, any restlessness, any negative thoughts, any confusions that you may carry in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. And as you breathe out, let go of any pain and distress that you may carry in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative experiences, negative memories that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, fatigue, or even a sense of weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any sense of guilt, a sense of low self-worth or low self-esteem, or anything else that you wish to release. Continue to breathe in this divine love, and as you breathe out, let go of everything negative from the past. For this love to expand, it has to be shared. So ask your higher consciousness to bring to your attention your relatives, your friends, acquaintances, family members, and people whom you like. But more importantly, those people whom you believe do not like you, and those people whom you do not like. Now bring your hands together in Namaskara Mudra, pointing your fingers towards these people, and ask your higher consciousness to send its love and healing energies through your two hands. Point your fingers towards these people, directing the love and healing that you are receiving from the higher consciousness. It just takes a moment for the healing to happen, and leave the healing to the higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to bring to your awareness groups of people who are desperate for this love. For example, people in hospitals, in prisons, in destitute homes, in orphanages, and senior citizens living. Wherever there are groups of people, sick, tired, and desperate for this love. Again, bring your hands together in Namaskara Mudra. Ask your higher consciousness to send its love and healing to your two hands and direct this energy to these groups of people and leave the healing to the higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to bring your awareness places in the world where there is warfare, terrorism, famine, calamities, earthquakes, floods, anarchy. Wherever there are these places where people are suffering, homeless, and desperately seeking the divine help. And more importantly, the leaders of these countries who are the decision makers. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send its love and healing energies to your two hands. Bring your hands together in Namaskara Mudra, pointing your fingers towards these groups of people. And share the love and healing that you are receiving from the higher consciousness with these people. Now we need to send this love to ourselves. So if you will, put your arms around yourself as if giving yourself a hug. And first say silently, but really meaning it, I love me. And now say it aloud, I love me. And repeat three times, I love me. I love me. I love me. Now release your hands and rub your body from arms to shoulders, your body to your legs, and bring yourself to the current time and place. Open your eyes when you're ready. The second practice, which is called as the Tula Kapota Kriya, this is a practice where we imagine that we are walking on a tightrope with a stick held between our two hands. And on the right side are all the positive thoughts which are identified or symbolized by a white pigeon. And all the negative thoughts are identified or symbolized by a black pigeon. As you walk from point A to point B on this tightrope, you just have to make sure that these birds are balanced on the stick that you're holding. If any of these birds flap their wings or fly, that will make you lose your balance. So you just have to start all over again and finish this tightrope. This is a psychological exercise to balance your mind between the positive and negative thoughts. So let us go through this practice now. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are standing on top of a pillar, and visualize a tight rope that is tied between this pillar and another pillar at a distance. Let me know when you have visualized this. Now imagine that you are holding onto a stick, extending on both sides, and you have a white bird on the right side of the stick, right corner, and a black bird on the left corner of the stick, sitting on this pole. Now, either with your eyes open or closed, visualizing this tightrope, start walking on the tightrope towards the other end of the pole. Start walking from this pillar on the tightrope to the other end of the tightrope and land on the pillar on the other side, holding this pole with the white bird on your right side of the stick, and a black bird on the left side of the stick. Let me know when you have completed walking on the tightrope with a show of hands. Others, please let me know when you have completed walking on this tightrope. Very good. So I want to know how many of you found it challenging? How many of you found it challenging in the between, in the beginning? How many of you lost balance? Right. Only one. How many of you were able to do it very easily? How many of you were able to do it very easily? Very good. That's nice. That's nice. You were able to do it very easily. That's nice. Now, this is a practice. If you look at the news every day, you will see there are loads of information that's confusing. The market is volatile. Gold prices are rising, silver prices are rising, where should you invest your money? Investment agents are giving you different kinds of advice on where you have to put your money, whether it is food, whether it is water, now milk is contaminated. There's so much of information that's coming, and you really don't know how you should process your thoughts, because we all are just becoming victims of information that's being pounded on us. So the easiest way for us to move forward is to first of all practice the maypole every day and do this practice of balancing the birds on the stick. Now this brings us to focus and keeps us stable. We won't sway right or left. We'll be stable. We'll be able to take a decision or maybe just postpone our decision until we know clearly that this is the path to take. This is a very, very important practice and very powerful practice. In fact, many years ago when we taught this practice in a classroom setting, we found people here hesitating to walk because they felt like they were losing balance, and one particular lady felt as if she was going to fall off a cliff. So that's the amount of fear people live in, which is not a good thing, because fear causes a lot of problems. It creates physical problems. It creates limitations in our existence. It prevents us from taking decisions. It prevents us from living life. It makes us control other people's lives. So which is why it's important to practice this Tula Kapota Kriya on a daily basis. We will share this audio in the Agar Meditation website, on the website, so you can practice it regularly and you will be able to overcome any limitation that you have. Or you can share this audio with people whom you know live in a lot of fear and anxiety and are not able to take decisions. Are there any questions? Are there any questions pertaining to this practice? All right. So These are practices, daily practices. The Maypole meditation, the cosmic tree meditation, this Tulakapota Kriya, Bandha Paricheda, Mandala, the forgiveness practice. We have shared so many practices. These are all daily practices. We have to constantly upgrade ourselves and also insulate ourselves from all the negativity that's coming to us. This negativity is not coming from outside. It is just a reflection of what we are holding on to. It's just coming to us. So by insulating ourselves, we are preventing the negativity inside us from blossoming, from waking up, and from acting up, from taking root, which is why it's important for you to do these practices every day. There are over 80 meditations on the Agar Meditation website. You can access these meditations whenever you want, wherever you are. Share it with others so that people can practice. We had a few people who were not a part of our website, who practiced these meditations, and they were able to completely get out of their anxiety. Some of these people came to visit us all the way from Rajasthan just to thank us for what these meditations have done to them. So please share these meditations with people who will need it. They may not know that they even need it. You can just ask them, share the link and tell them that if you feel it right, you can listen to these meditations. It has done good to people whom we don't even know. And we are happy that these meditations are helping people. So thank you very much for attending today's meditation, and share these audios. We will upload this audio within a few days and make it available for you and for all the others who may need it. So we will connect again next week, next Saturday. Next Saturday is the 28th. I'll not be in Bangalore. I'll be connecting from outside of Bangalore. I look forward to meeting you again online next Saturday at the same time. Until then, have a beautiful week and have a beautiful weekend. Thank you very much.